Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, this is Madison Lane, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, starting your day on purpose. Ever wake up feeling like you're just reacting to whatever comes your way? You stumble through the morning, catch up emails while simultaneously scrambling for coffee, and before you know it, you're already running behind, feeling frazzled? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that demands constant attention and often leaves us feeling like we're just on autopilot. But here's the thing. You have the power to change that. You can start each day with intention and set yourself up for success, both personally and professionally. Now, when I say, starting your day on purpose, I'm not talking about some rigid, super organized schedule where you wake up at 5 a.m. sharp every day. Unless that's your jam, then rock on. It's more about consciously choosing how you want to approach the day and creating a foundation for resilience and balance. Think of it like laying a strong base before building anything else. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you start your day with intention. 1. Mindful morning ritual. You know that feeling when you wake up and instantly reach for your phone? That's our brains craving instant gratification. But starting your day with a mindful ritual, even something as simple as taking a few deep breaths, stretching, or enjoying a cup of tea in silence, can help you center yourself before the chaos begins. 2. Gratitude check-in. Take a minute to acknowledge the good things in your life, no matter how small. Did you sleep well? Are you healthy? Do you have loved ones who care about you? Cultivating gratitude sets a positive tone for the entire day. Ever noticed how even on a seemingly bad day, there are always little moments of joy if you take a moment to look for them? It's all about shifting your perspective. 3. Plan your day, but don't overwhelm yourself. It's not about creating an ironclad schedule, it's about having a loose plan. Identify your top 3 priorities for the day and allocate time for them. This gives you direction and helps prevent feeling overwhelmed by a million tasks. Remember, sometimes the best laid plans get derailed. So, be flexible and don't beat yourself up if things don't go exactly as planned. 4. Fuel your body and mind. What you put into your body directly affects how you feel. Start your day with a nourishing breakfast. Think whole grains, fruits, veggies, to fuel your energy levels and focus. And remember, hydration is key. Keep that water bottle handy throughout the day. You'd be surprised how often we mistake thirst for fatigue or hunger. 5. Set intentions. Before diving into your day, take a moment to reflect on what you want to achieve. What kind of energy do you want to bring? How do you want to interact with others? Setting clear intentions can help guide your actions and make your day more purposeful. It's like giving yourself an inner compass for the journey ahead. Picture this. You wake up, take a few deep breaths, savor your coffee, and write down 3 things you're grateful for. Then, you review your top priorities for the day and get to work. You feel grounded, focused, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. That's the power of starting your day on purpose. But don't just take my word for it. Think about a time when you felt truly energized and productive. What did you do differently that day? Maybe you woke up earlier, exercised, or simply took some time to reflect before diving into your to-do list. Remember, starting your day on purpose isn't about being perfect, it's about making conscious choices that align with your values and goals. It's about taking control of your mornings instead of letting them control you. So, what will you do differently today? Will you incorporate a mindful morning ritual? Express gratitude for the good things in your life? Plan your day with intention? Remember, even small changes can have a big impact. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts and experiences on starting your day on purpose in the comments below. And don't forget to subscribe to Build Your Stoic Core so you never miss an episode filled with practical tips and inspiration for living a more balanced and fulfilling life. See you in the next one.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.